And if you're just joining us, it's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. I used to think this recording of Poor Butterfly by Judy Garland was perhaps the most romantic take on the subject.
Poor butterfly.
The subject being butterflies.
Needs the blossoms waiting.
Until last week, when I stumbled on the home of Dr. Jason Hall, one of the world's leading entomologists, having described 150 species of the butterfly known as Rhodinidae.
I work at the Smithsonian on neotropical butterflies, and this is my wife, Alma Solis, Dr. Alma Solis.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Alma Solis.
Hi. I work for USDA at the Natural History Museum, and that's where I met my husband.
Dr. Jason Hall and Dr. Alma Solis live in Silver Spring, Maryland, in a house that has one big butterfly garden, which they created themselves. He's identified more butterflies in his yard, around 50, than exist in all of his native England.
Pearl crescents, the Papilio glaucus, the big yellow swallowtail, cabbage whites, white spotted skipper.
As a couple, they are more rare than even the brilliant green and blue butterflies that Jason collects and classifies in Ecuador. Even more rare than some of Alma's moth sightings in Mexico.
We're the only moth butterfly couple up until about a month ago when we had some colleagues in Finland get married. But we were it until then.
So here's their story, starting with how they met at the Smithsonian almost a decade ago. Now, there are a scant few songs about moths, so we threw in a few other butterfly songs in here because, you know, why not?
Poor butterfly.
We actually, when I arrived, Alma was on sabbatical. So there was this empty office next to mine. So, of course, when she showed up a few months after I arrived, I was curious to find out who was in this office. So I went and introduced myself. We went out to the movies, and then one thing led to another.
For she loved him so.
You got a big smile on your face.
Well, you know, I've always had to deal with the idea that sometimes that if you get married, your partner may not share the same interest. And, I mean, how do you tell your husband that you're going into the field with men for 3 months and that you're going to have to share tents and all this? I mean,
it's like, oh, I'm going to Guyana for a month. Okay, honey, see you later. Well, it's a very unusual shared passion.
Yes, yeah.
The moon and I.
He works during the day and I work at night. I collect my moths at night. So traveling together and looking at our organisms is very difficult.
Yeah, this is true. We had different backgrounds.
Yeah, but yeah. I came to it late. Most of my colleagues, my male colleagues,
are more like me. Little kids collecting bugs and jars.
But, you know, all this kind of thing. I mean, I was an English major when I went to college. And then I learned that they had this biological station in northeastern Mexico, and it was the most amazing place I'd ever seen. I mean, the trees are humongous. I mean, you know, they're 100 feet tall, 90 feet tall, and everything glistens, and the clouds move in, and you just see things that you've never seen before. And I thought, I want to spend my life discovering and learning new things. And so then I just started taking science classes.
So in Ecuador, there's one day on a ridgetop in cloud forest where I discovered two new species of Rhodinidae butterflies on the same day. And they're beautiful creatures. They're very small. They have incredible metallic blues and greens, long tails, bizarre wings shapes, orange and blue markings with iridescent silvery blue line down the outside of the wings. Just very beautiful.
What I remember is my very first time collecting moths. The way we do it is we put a sheet out, we put a special light to bring the moths in. And I remember very distinctly this sheet just full of moths, and then the bats coming in just to try and get some dinner. The very first time, and I was there all by myself, and that was really scary to me. But I got over it.
But I'm crazy about you butterfly.
And for his butterflies, you have to climb to the top of mountains, basically.
Well, if you're moss, you put out the sheet, and the moss come to you. The moss come to you. But to catch butterflies, you have to go to
you
them.
Hike.
It's a lot
you
harder.
Hike. You hike straight up, right?
It's he not knows like it's walking something. Around the garden here, where everything's just, you know, like a foot off the ground.
There,
it's a,
I mean,
it's a cathedral. Like, they could be 10, 20 meters up. You butterfly. And this is why, of course, we're finding new species. The rarer things fly higher up.
There's been so much destruction, too, of course, of the Amazon and territory there. That's also got to be another concern, too.
It is a big concern. I mean, almost every time I go back, obviously you're going back to places that you found before, and you find places that have been cut. And I've just cried like a baby. On one occasion, I cried like a baby when I got there. I'd found, you know, a couple of new species. I was trying to find like the male of something that we'd found the female of that was a new species, and I couldn't even find the location, the exact place where I'd found it before, because what was a beautiful forest was now a field.
Entomologists like us, we live for going out into the field, and so when we first met, we talked a lot about where we'd conducted field work and what we'd discovered, and you know what we wanted to do in the future and where we wanted to go collecting or where we wanted to go study.
So when you come back, and now we're sitting here in, you know, suburban Maryland, it must seem a little tame.
Definitely. It's very quaint.
It's quaint, yes.
Compared to thigh-deep mud and, you know, Western Ecuador, yeah. But that's part of the reason to have a little butterfly garden is, you know, when you're not in the field, keeps the butterflies close, keeps them in sight, you know, reminds you of what you enjoy doing.
Jason Hall and Alma Solis live in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thanks, too, to the Friends of Sligo Creek for that story. Our program is directed today by Brent Bachman. The production staff includes Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Phil Harrell, Amy Held, Kenya Young, and Brenda Salinas. Our interns are Acacia Squires and Barbara Sprunt. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lickdog is the senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News, check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendATC or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. Guy Raz comes back next weekend. I'm Jackie Lydon. Thanks for listening and have a great week.